Yes, hello. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. And now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
And what is your age?
77.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Would you say reducing crime?
Yeah, I would say it's important, yeah. Say a 3.
Great. And funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
That's probably a 4.
Sorry, what was that?
Pardon?
Okay, thank you. And lowering taxes?
Probably a 2.
Okay. Tackling climate change?
That's way at the bottom of the list.
And protecting abortion rights?
What's that?
Protecting abortion rights?
Oh. I don't believe in the abortion, so.
Okay. And creating more affordable housing?
Yeah.
Would you say a 10?
Pardon?
Would you say a 10 or any what number from 0 to 10?
Oh, probably an 8.
Okay. And securing the southern border?
That is high priority. That's number 1.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
That's high too, probably 2.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so as well. What would you say about McDonald's?
I don't think it's very good.
On a 0 to 100, what number would you give?
You said McDonald's, right?
Uh-huh, McDonald's.
I would say it's probably down in the bottom, so probably, what's the lowest, 100 or what? Or?
From 0 to 100.
I'm going to say it's probably down around 1 or 2 in low, or
okay.
Or
thank you.
80 or 90, however it's low.
Okay, thank you. And what about peanut and cocoa?
Peanut and cocoa?
Cocoa.
COVID?
Uh-huh. Tina Kotick?
I don't know. I'd rate that real low, too. Rachel's out.
Okay.
Yep.
Say a number? What number would you give her?
She's coming in the other way, Gloria. Probably, she's coming in the back. We got granddaughter coming in.
Okay.
Probably 8.
Okay. And what about the Republicans in Congress?
I'd rate them about 50%.
And what about Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Oh, probably 60%. Granddaughter just went on that.
Okay. And what about J.D. Vance?
I think he'll be good. I'll rate him at maybe a 9.
And what about Donald? Donald Trump?
I'm not going to be able to hear you. The dog is just going nuts.
Okay. And I'll repeat. What about Donald Trump? Hello? Hello? El chucho estaba de ladrar y no me oía.